And I'm going to invite our young people in. And I am going to invite anybody else that is young of heart. The next thing we're going to do is lay hands on these shoeboxes, because tomorrow they will go to the next step. Come on up, boys and girls. Come on up. Gather around. Gather around. And you that are young at heart, you want to lay hands on them. Tomorrow, this 200-plus shoeboxes will go to the next step, where they will be put in semi-trailers, and they will go on to the next step, and eventually every one of these shoeboxes will go to some little boy or girl around the globe, literally around the globe. Most of you know enough about shoeboxes that I don't have to say a lot about it, but Franklin Graham's Operation Christmas Child has been doing this for years. We have been doing it for a good while. And so every shoebox will go to some faraway country, to some little boy or girl, and every shoebox will have the Christmas story in their language. And so it doesn't matter what continent or country it goes to, every box will have the Christmas story in their language. And so what we do every year is invite you and our, especially our children, because they're going to children, to lay hands on these, and we're going to pray a prayer of blessing to the children that receive these. So let's pray. God, our Father, thank you again for the privilege that is ours here in America to put together shoeboxes for little boys and girls around the globe. Some will stay in America, but many will go around the globe. And I thank you this morning, Father, for every person, young and old alike, that packed a shoebox here in this congregation and all over America to go to some little boy or girl around the world. And we pray now, Heavenly Father, that as this package, as this shoebox arrives at its destination in some other continent in the next month or two, that you would bless those little boys and girls that get these shoeboxes, that you would do such a work in their heart from receiving this simple gift, that they would understand, be told about and understand the Christmas story, how you sent your son Jesus Christ, and they would want to know Jesus as Lord of their lives. And so we pray, Father, that as every little boy and girl receives this gift, we pray that they would also receive the gift that you have given to humanity in Christ, your Son. And so bless those boys and girls. Bless the Christmas Child, the Christmas operation, the whole Franklin Graham Samaritan's Purse endeavors that deliver these boxes. Help them to get there safely. Bless the children that receive them. Use these boxes to bring them joy and the message inside them to bring them eternal happiness through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you again for everyone that put them together. Thank you for every boy and girl that will receive them. Bless them, keep them, make your face to shine upon them, and help them to know the real reason for the Christmas season. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, boys and girls. Who's going to help? Well, those of you that have never been with us before on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we do things a little differently. We don't have to, but I started this tradition a lot of years ago because I think it is good for us to give thanks. Amen? And so I invite you, after I'm going to share just a moment, anybody that wants to give a word of thanks or a testimony of thanks, we do that on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. We've been doing it for years. I think it's good for us to give thanks. Now, let me say this before I go any further. Linda Beebe and my wife, Sherry, have been putting on a grief support group for a couple of months. And I was with them in attendance here a couple of weeks ago when they had a session called Surviving the Holidays. And I became keenly aware again that at every holiday season, why many are expressing joy and gratitude and thankfulness and being happy, there are also many who are absolutely broken hearted. Am I right? And so I was reminded in this grief share the other day, surviving the holidays, that while many of us will give thanks today openly and verbally to the rest of us and give God praise and glory for many things, there are also many amongst us that are hurting very deeply because you've lost somebody in the last while. I want you to know that we care about you. And as we say thank you to Lord today for all the things that we're going to, we've not forgotten you. We know you hurt. We know there's still pain. We know there's that hole in your soul because of the loss of your loved one. But let me also say this, that I believe when we find a way to be thankful for something, as we have sung about, God gave us His Son, or the life that we're breathing today. If we find ways and things to be thankful for, in spite of your hurt, I believe it will bring healing to your soul. And so, let me say up front, as I said to the earlier service, forgive us now. We're not trying to minimize your hurt. The first service was full of people that have lost their loved ones, some as recently as last week. We're not trying to minimize that pain. We're just trying to be thankful to move us forward in just being mindful that God has given us so much. Amen? God has given us so much. And so today we're going to be thankful. Let me say a couple things, share a couple of verses, and then I'm going to... Here's what we do. We're going to actually offer the cordless mic to you so you can tell us what you're thankful for. So I will, in just a couple minutes after I've shared a couple verses, I will give the microphone to Christian, and we'll start in this section over here. You simply raise your hand. Christian will bring you the mic. You say what you're thankful for. He'll move it to the next one. Then we'll come to this section. Then we'll come to that section. That's what we do on this Sunday because it is good to give thanks. Now let me say this too, that I hope that tonight, when we're finished up here this morning, I hope we're refreshed a little bit in giving thanks, but tonight you're going to hear two testimonies. And if you'll come back at 6, you're going to hear two testimonies of two men in our church, Ross Benson and Matt Erspringer, testimonies of God's amazing grace and His transforming power. And it will give us another opportunity to give God glory. So I want to invite you, Pastor Charles has already mentioned this, but I want to invite you to come back tonight, sing, hear some testimonies of God's transforming power. Now, before I read the first verse, it comes from Psalm 7:17. If you've got your Bible, I'm only going to share a couple, and if you don't share much, I'll share more, but if you share a lot, I'll share little, so that's the deal. You have to listen to me a lot. If you say nothing, you have to listen to me very little if you say a lot. That's how it works on this day. Let me say this first of all. I am thankful to God for you. All of you, whether you're here for the first day, second day, or tenth, or the 110th, because it is people that make up the body of believers, the body of Christ, the church. It's not just pastors, it's not just the elders, it's not just deacon board, it's people being moved by the Holy Spirit of God, using your gifts. When you have encountered Christ in a real way, when I say a real way, there comes a point in time we have to say, I need Jesus. And repent of all the stuff behind us and invite Him to be Lord of our life. And when we have done that, the Holy Spirit of God comes into our lives and changes us. Amen? Hallelujah. And He gives you a gift to be used to encourage others, to lift others up, to advance the kingdom. And so when I say I am thankful for you, because the church is made up of a whole lot more than the preacher up front. It's made up of people. We need to all work together to advance the kingdom, to love our neighbors, to love the Lord. And so I want you to know I and Charles are thankful for you. We pray for you. We thank God for you. And so, let me just say this too. I'll give you one little example. I told the earlier service an example for myself. This is what we can do. We can just give examples of the very ordinary. I am thankful to God for this. Or we can be thankful. We can share the extraordinary, the very unique, or the very normal. Just 1 week ago, last night, I got done with a seven-hour meeting 450 miles away from here. It was already 3:30 in the afternoon, and I had 450 miles to drive home. And so I was clear in southern Wisconsin, and the highways down there are all freeways, so they're good roads. They're dry roads most of the way. It started snowing when I got back to Minnesota. But the highways are 70 miles an hour, and so the traffic is moving at least 70 miles an hour. Sometimes more. Sometimes a lot more. There was a police officer here the first service, so I didn't say how fast I was going. I just said it's a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. Anyway, three of us cars were coming up behind a truck. Now, this truck, he was in the left lane. We're in a four-lane highway, and he's going up a hill. We're around Wisconsin Dells. Some of you know where that's at. Kind of hilly there. Truck's going up the hill, left lane. He's not going quite as fast as some of the rest of us. So three cars of us come up behind the truck. The first car and I, who happen to be in the middle of the three, we pulled to the right side. We're going to go around the truck. The other car stayed behind him. And so the first one, he shoots by the truck, and I get right beside the truck. And all of a sudden, the truck decided there must not be anybody to his right, and he started to pull into the lane where I was at. Now, I'm going 70 miles an hour, give or take. And he's going 70 miles an hour, give or take. And all of a sudden, he's coming into my lane really quickly. And I thought, okay, well, he'll see me at some point. Well, apparently he did not. And he kept coming into my lane. And pretty quick, you hear the rumble strip when you start to get off the highway with your tires. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Well, then both the second set of tires were across the rumble strip, and the truck was still coming. And I thought, he doesn't know I'm here. We're going around 70. Did I mention that? Yeah. Somewhere around 70. And the ditch is looming nearer and nearer to me by the millisecond. And around Wisconsin Dells, it's very hilly and very, very steep ditches, and I thought, if I don't get on the other side of this truck, I am going to be somewhere down there at somewhere around 70 miles an hour. So the long and the short of it is I got around him, and what I'm just giving you an example. This is a true story. I'm giving an example. I thank God for divine protection. You never know what you encounter on a day-to-day basis where God has protected you and you may not even know it. I thank God for people praying for me when I travel. And that day, I was thankful for a shoulder on the road. Because on the left side of the freeway, there is no shoulder. On 64, there is no shoulder. Highway 64 is the one I travel a lot, in case most of y'all don't know that. But on that day, I was very thankful for a shoulder because he did not see me, and he literally moved me completely off the road. And so when I say you can share with us what you're thankful, how God protected you, how he saved you, the very ordinary, the very unique, we're going to invite you to share in a moment. Psalm 7, 17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. You see, that's what we, if we have given our hearts to Christ, that's what we should be about. Singing praises to God. You say, Jim, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the hurt that I've experienced. You're right, I don't. But God does. And if you've been born again, you've got something to be thankful for. If you've been born again, you've got the Holy Spirit of God to help you navigate the difficulties and the ugliness and the harm and the hurt of life. And if you haven't been born again, I would suggest to you humbly, it's time. It's time to surrender. I don't mean the answer, yeah, Jim, I believe in God. I mean, I am willing and ready to give my life to Christ, repenting of my sin, receiving him by faith, and starting on a brand new path. If that has never happened, it's time. It's time. And when we do, he will help you navigate the hardest things that you ever thought possible to navigate. And so when this psalm says, I will give thanks to the Lord, why? Just because he is righteous and good. That is reason enough. And his blessings, the psalmist said, and I will sing praise to the name of the Most High for his blessings. And so I'm going to give us a chance now. I'm going to be quiet now. Let Christian look for your raised hand and allow you a chance to say what you are thankful to God for. Herb is first, right over there.
Hey, brother, I can beat your story all to pieces. You know that?
Pardon me?
I can beat your story all to pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuesday, I was on my way home from Brainerd. And this guy was on his way home from Staples. He decided to go to sleep. And, yeah, he took a nap, right, yeah. Anyway, I seen him coming across my lane right by Simons and Lumber. Mm-hmm. The car in front of me got to the ditch, got to the edge of the road. I didn't have time to get to the ditch, so I quick-like, turned my wheel to the left. He hit me in the right-hand door. It literally ripped the side of his truck off. Some of the people here seen the accident. And it turned me around, and the only thing that kept me from rolling was I had my trailer on, and it hooked the back wheel of my truck, slid me into the edge of the ditch. All three of us in my pickup walked away. He walked away. Not one injury was happened other than my son-in-law got a little bit of glass in his eye, and it didn't make any difference anyway. So, but did that beat your story? The Lord took care of it.
That's a good God story.
Yeah.
Praise be to God.
Yeah. If he woke up before he hit me, he'd have turned right into me. We'd have hit head on. But
divine intervention.
Yeah. He said, I'm glad I didn't wake up. So here you go.
Thank you. Yeah. Praise be to God. Next one over here in this category. If you want to share a word, nobody has to.
Twenty-one years ago this week, I received a miracle from God because I had just returned home from Seattle after having a bone marrow transplant for leukemia. It was a difficult procedure, and shortly after I had gone through some recovery, they discovered that I was relapsing. So they sent me home because I said, I just want to go home and spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with my family, then I'll go back and we'll figure out what we're going to do next. But they said, when you're home for that time, go down and have another biopsy and just check and see how things are progressing. And so we went down to St. Cloud on November 20th, and I had a biopsy, and when we got the results of that, I was cancer-free. Mm. So I thank God every day for that miracle. Mm-hmm. And every day I look for the opportunity to honor him in why I'm still alive, because I had several friends who went through it. We became friends because we were going through it at the same time, that were out there who didn't make it through. Mm-hmm. And so I know there's a purpose that God brought me through this, and I'm trying to live it out.
Amen. Thank you. In the back row, Christian.
Hello, my name is Ted Munger. Currently reside in Staples. 2013, I was driving a truck and trailer. I don't know if anybody here has seen the accident, but my truck had closed the roads off just by the hospital for about 4 hours. It was a miracle that I walked away from the accident. However, it left me in hospital visits and group homes for the next 3 years. Found myself on my hands and knees back in November of 2016. Couldn't do it no more. All kinds of medications. I wasn't healing. Nothing was ever progressing. So I gave myself to the Lord. Phone rang. Somebody introduced me to somebody, which led me to somebody else, but taught me a way of a new way to reach out for health and wellness. And I didn't know what to believe, so I just went for it. 4 months later, I found myself no more drugs, no more troubles, no more pain. God answers prayers in a miracle way. I didn't know that, never that I think it would be just the way of health and wellness, but it changed my life, and now I'm out in the world blessing others. And because I got involved with this company, now I find myself out blessing, and we're all reaching out to people in South Africa, Tanzania, and we're bringing fresh water wells, and the Lord is working through me to help bless millions of lives abroad.
Praise
so I'm very thankful for everything. And I got my life back, and I'm very blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
God is good. Amen. Okay, Christian, come over here. Anybody in the right here?
We come to second service today. We usually come to first, but I got a lot of friends at first service, second too, of course. But anyway, I met one of my friends coming out. I said, "You guys giving thanks today?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "What did you say?" He said, "I didn't say anything because I got so many blessings that would have took me all day to say them." Isn't that true, people? We got so many blessings. Think of the blessings you got. And I'm the same way. And talk about everything Jim said today was reminding me of many things. One is my daughter is gone around 20 years, but she was born again on Christmas Day, the day before she died. And so are we. We were born before that, born again. But you would never make it through the grief if like Jim said, if you haven't been born again or don't know what that means, talk to him, because that's the only way you can get through some of this stuff. And I know we would have never made it, and we did make it. And I've got many other blessings. In fact, I pray to Jesus every night, and I just say, "Thank you for all the blessings that you've given me over these years." Mm-hmm. And I always name a few. You know, but I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night, all night, if I give him all my blessings. But thank you guys for listening, and it's just a great time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frank.
Well, I've got a lot to be thankful for. First, Christian parents. If you're brought up in a Christian home, that faith, it stays with you. And I've been through 3 open heart surgeries and brain surgery. I've been in the university a lot. And my parents were always there, pray. I miss them terribly because I'm a widow. My husband died 26 years ago in a pickup accident because he had mental problems. I have a son that has mental problems, but he's doing okay. So I can write a whole story of my life, but if I wasn't brought up in a Christian home where I didn't know Jesus, I don't know what I would have done. I may not be standing here because they shocked me 5-6 times to get my heart back many times. And I was almost in an accident too one time where I almost hit a semi head on because I had a seizure that started And my son was sitting there, and if he went to been there to get me off the wheel, we would have hit a semi head on 94 going to Minneapolis. So I can tell lots of stories, but I just praise my Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's the only one. He's the only one that can take care of you.
Amen. Thank you. Middle section. Over here, buddy.
My name is Jim Brennan. I've been attending here for about a year and a half, I guess, maybe a little longer. At, we had been part of a prayer time with a bunch of people who you wouldn't think that we would have much joy or have much to give thanks about. Jim and Sandy, one of them too, has Alzheimer's. Jim is losing it, and I don't think he even knows necessarily who we are. But strange enough, he was singing to the dog last week. Mm-hmm. But and there's Chuck and Jean. Jean's got a really severe advanced liver cancer. Harry and Phyllis, she's had trouble with her eyes, and he's been hospitalized a couple times in the last few weeks. Ken and Sandy, lung cancer, and me, I'm just not hitting on all eight cylinders. You know, I mean, I'm not so hot either. Patsy's pretty good though. But this prayer thing is absolutely amazing. In spite of these things, we gather together to pray, mm-hmm. and we're bound together by grace, mm-hmm. and there's a joy there. We share a meal together, and there is so much more laughter than there is pain. It's almost unbelievable. Circumstances do not dictate how we live our lives, and I'm being a chance to be immersed in that. And another thing is what prayer does, it binds us together with our God, for sure. Mm-hmm. But oh, and what a mighty way it binds us together to truly be brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. I hope each one of you have got a prayer partner out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. Christian, Patsy.
I'm thankful as well that God has led us all that since the day that I accepted the Lord as my Savior when I was 24 years old. He's given me the steps to follow all the way along. And some of them have not been easy. Some of them have been very difficult. But to know that our prayer is heard, we have a personal God, mm-hmm. and we're all different. And he sees that need, and he fulfills it. And the best part about all of this, our walk, is that we have a future. Mm-hmm. The only way of getting that future is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done that, you miss out here, and you miss out for eternity. God is so good. He's so faithful.
Amen.
And I'm so glad he's mine.
Amen. Thank you. Back rows, buddy. Second to the back row, actually.
Hi, my name is Ben, and I would like to thank you for all the people that have prayed for me over the years. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets hard, mm-hmm. like my grandma. Yesterday was my birthday, and it's really nice to read my cards, to read every year that someone's looking out for me and praying for me.
Amen.
And my parents, who always kind of guided me down the path that really led me to the point where I am. I turned 18, and I gave my life to the Lord when I was 12. And I just really appreciate all the people who've pushed me down the right direction and got me where I am today.
Amen.
And I would like to thank all of you two for praying for everyone, because I think prayer is really important. Mm-hmm. And I think if we keep sight on what's important and we pray for each other, we can all find success in our own
Amen.
Every day.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Lord bless you. Anybody else? Oh, your
okay,
mama.
I guess I have to follow that. We celebrated Ben's 18th birthday yesterday with our family, and it struck me as our house was full. I'm so grateful for Christian Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
We have four generations. And as I watched our older generations, of which I'm becoming part of, and the littles, we had our little 2.5-year-old great-nephew, and we have a new one coming in May. And it was just so exciting to look around and realize that God was a part of all of those lives, mm-hmm. and we all live in different towns now, and to see how the Lord has used that Christian heritage to help us to reach out into each of those areas and to see those little ones coming up in that love, because thank you, Mom and Dad. They brought us up in that, and we are so grateful.
Thank you. Praise be to God. Hand it to your mother now, three generations in a row.
First of all, I want you to know that I'm not up here so you can see me. I'm up here because I'm going to be doing something special in a few minutes, and I want you to see what it is. But, Pastor, I do have an admonition to you that I liked your story about your trip, but I was reminded right away that the scripture says, the Lord shall give his angels charge over you, and I'm thinking that you probably had quite a few with you that night. I am especially thankful today for the salvation that I have in Jesus and the sustaining power of the Holy Spirit of God in these almost 3 years after my beloved Carlisle went to be with Jesus. Last week, I attended a memorial service at Lincoln for Pat. All through Carlisle's journey with pancreatic cancer, he asked Jesus to let him preach one more time. God answered, and on September 29th, 2015, he preached, God does not make mistakes. And I know I shared with you before that we had CDs made and there were hundreds given out and hundreds of lives were touched because of that message. At the memorial service, Pat's daughter-in-law hugged me and said, I prayed you would come. I was with Mom. In her very last moments, her final words were, Carlisle was right. God does not make mistakes. How good of my God to let me know that. I am also very thankful for the Lord to bring my son Mark here from Alaska. For all these months, anybody that has lost a mate knows what happens at night. It's very lonely and it's very quiet. Well, besides, the only person I had to talk to was me, myself, and I, and it got very boring very quickly. So I am so glad to God for the stimulation that conversation makes. Now in a different realm. Quite a while ago, in our Tuesday night Bible study, God led me to get to these people that I absolutely love in the Lord. Something that he had been putting on my heart for a long time. And he led me to share these thoughts with them. And it takes place in heaven, in the heavenlies, and God is there and one other entity. And God says to this other entity, you see that boy down there? And the other one says, what? You mean that farm kid from Leader? Yes, that's who I mean. I'm going to take that young man and I am going to use him in an unbelievable way. I will give him a love for my word. He will know my word. He will live my word. I will train him in the business world. Then those he works with will come to him in great need. As God continued to lead me in those directions, there was a lot more that he gave me, but too much to share today. But then several months ago, Pastor was speaking, and I know he didn't say it only once, so I'm going to ask this question. How many of you remember what household item Pastor Jim told us that his mother got out when his dad had to go and deliver things from the farm. What was it?
Ironing board.
An ironing board. How about that? Well, my mind started thinking, okay, what can I do with that? So I've been thinking and planning and talking to people, and God led me to do something. And Hope, I would like you to stand up, and Jim and Sherry come up. I present this to Pastor Jim and to Sherry because, as with any pastor, without this support behind him, with him, for him, it never will happen. So I praise God for them and Hope. I thank God every day for that immense responsibility that you felt when your husband wasn't there. There's no way in the world you had to have those kids sit down on the floor and say to Pastor Jimmy, come up and read the Bible. But you did. And so he comes with godly heritage. And I thought, what can I do? And God led me to make this, and it's a reminder of your godly parents, of a mom who encouraged you in the Word of God, a reminder in the best and the worst of times. Preach the Word, Pastor, preach the Word.
Lord bless you, my ironing board. In the center, any other testimonies of thanks? Our time is quickly moving, but we don't want to cut you off. How about over here? Anybody that want to say a word? Well, we really do have so much to be thankful for, don't we? And let me say it again to close. I could say a lot more. I have a lot more verses that I could have shared, but we've had a good time together already. Friends, until you've surrendered to Christ, and I don't mean just a head knowledge, I believe in God. I mean surrendered my life to Jesus Christ and long and desire to walk and live with Him, it's really hard to give thanks. It starts with Jesus. And when we give our life to Jesus, we find the ability to give thanks for life in spite of its difficulties. Our brother who sits right here every Sunday is not here today because I had to deliver to him the news on Wednesday. His youngest daughter was killed in an instant when her semi hit head-on with another semi in a road in Kansas. In an instant, she, her husband, the other drivers, all gone. And yet I sat with my brother for 2 hours. And he was finding ways to be thankful to God for the years that he had with his youngest daughter. You see, that's not normal until you've met Jesus. And whatever you're struggling with today, God knows that. Whatever difficulty you've been handed, God knows that. But at the end of the day, If you haven't surrendered your heart and life to Christ, we'll never be able to be thankful even in the hardest of days or the best. And so I urge you, we're going to sing a song to close, but I urge you, don't walk out of here saying, I believe in God and leave it at that. That's a wonderful start, but have you surrendered to Christ your life, repented of sin, received by faith the Lord Jesus Christ, and have committed to walk with Him? Because everything changes when you do. The ability to give thanks in the hardest of moments. The hope that some of you have talked about, and they talked about in the first service, the hope of heaven because of Jesus. If you haven't got that peace, don't delay. Jim had conversation with his daughter on Monday night. She was over the road, and on Wednesday, I delivered to the message to him, because I got it from his older child, your youngest daughter is gone. That fast. So don't count on, I'll get right with God when I get old. Don't count on, I'll get right with God when I get around to it. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. And if we keep saying no to that voice that's whispering in your ear that says, what are you waiting for? It's going to get easier to say no, and pretty quick life will be spent, and you will find yourself at the gates of eternity hearing the words, I don't know who you are. Not because of a denomination, not because of your church membership, because you never got around to acknowledging a need for a Savior and giving your life completely to Christ. That's why. Don't wait. Jane, will you play us a song here to close? And let me just say this, friends. I will help you. Pastor Charles will help you. But get right with God through faith. Surrender your life to Christ. Don't say to me, well, I'm a pretty good person. Don't say to me, I'm a pretty good person and I'm a church member. Jesus said, you must be born again. Don't hang your hat on, I'm a better than my neighbor is, or I'm a member at the church, or I got baptized some time ago. Don't hang your hat on that. Put your faith in Christ. Thank you, Jane. I thank God every day for allowing me to serve Him in this capacity. Every day. I'm just a plain old guy, just like all the rest of us, that loves the Lord and wants other people to know about Jesus. I'm just a plain old guy from Leader. Yes, I'm from Leader. Don't hold that against me. But I love the Lord, and I know because I see it firsthand every single week. Our lives are going to run out. And if we haven't gotten right with Christ, haven't gotten right with God through faith in the Son of God, it's going to be too late. That's not my words, that's the word of God. And I don't have time to elaborate on that, but you know that. Put your faith in the Son of God, squarely, completely in the Son of God, before it's eternally too late. Before that semi takes you off the road, or car cuts you off like Herb, or took out Jim Thomas' daughter this week. Get right with God before it's too late, by faith in Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask us to bow our heads today in closing prayer. And if you're here today and you're not sure, your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're not sure that you're ready for heaven, you're not sure you put your faith in Christ, I'm just going to ask you to slip your hand up today. Slip your hand up and then slip it back down, because I want to pray for you and I want to encourage you. If you're not sure, you died today, you're going to be in heaven tomorrow, then don't delay any longer. Don't delay, friends. Repent of all sin, claim Jesus Christ for your own, and commit to walk with Him from now on. God in heaven, we praise You. We love You. We so desperately need You. We're here today, Father, to thank you. You've heard our hearts. All these things you've helped us with. You've saved us. You've sent your Son. He shed his blood for my sin, our sin. You save us daily on the roads of life. You save us from harm. You direct us. You put things in our mind to help us know which way to go, how to make a decision. And we thank you today, Father, for your grace, your goodness, your mercy, for forgiveness of sin. But God, I pray today for this town, this congregation, and the next congregation, and the next town, and the next congregation beyond that. And those that don't go to church, I pray for them too, Heavenly Father, that they would know you, that they would claim Christ as Lord, that they would have a new spring to their step because of the joy of Jesus, that they would have a new strength to be thankful even when harm comes. Like Jim, my brother this week, finding ways to be thankful to you at the news of the loss of his little girl. Father, help us to surrender first and foremost to you, giving our lives completely to you and allowing you to lead us. And then, no matter what life, including the devil, throws at us, help us to be a thankful people. Help us to come alongside those that are hurting and encourage them to find ways to be thankful, even if the moment is difficult, they've lost their loved one or some other tragedy. Father, I believe if we can find things to be thankful for, salvation, the blood of Jesus, your grace, and 100 more things, I believe you will help us move forward. And so we thank you today, Father. I thank you for these people. I thank you for this town and this region that you have placed us. But I pray for our salvation. I pray for revival of the church. I pray, oh God, that you would do a work in America. I pray that you would do a work through American Christians around the globe so that you would receive glory. And I pray again, Heavenly Father, if there are people here today trying to fool some other folks with the joy that might be fabricated, I pray that they would get right with you so that that joy is real, coming from the joy of Jesus. Help us to have a good week. And tonight, as Matt and Ross share, may you be glorified in their testimonies of your goodness and grace. I pray it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.